Babies, cats up. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I hope you're doing well. And it is Wednesday. And this is our 372nd show. We're still going, right? I hope you're doing well. And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And we are here to talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way. So you can deliver value to your customer in a way that you're not working 60, 80 hours a week. And you have a little fun so you can get home to your family and friends, right? So with that said, we just talk about two topics in the episode. I do it early in the morning. It's right now. It's like 5:55 a.m. when we started this show. And the reason why I do that, because everybody else is sleeping. And I can get stuff done. Except for the cats. There's cats around here jumping around. So two things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the meeting death march. And also team communication. Related to a topic we talked about the other day. About the PO being engaged with their team. And I want to also talk about what the team's responsibility are in that situation too. So we're going to talk about those two items. Okay. Something that gets my goat, and I think it's reminiscence of managers that want attention, that feel like if they do things, they'll get credit for it, and that's where their value is contributed to. It's the recurring meeting. I call it the meeting death march. When I see a recurring meeting, to be honest with you, with my Agile hat on, I got no hair now. I see it as something, whatever the topic is really not that important. Why do I? Great. But it's a recurring meeting. It must be important. It takes up my time every day. I'm like, is it really? So to me, a recurring meeting just tells me that nobody who's in that meeting group thinks the topic is a very valuable, very important, because if it was, they'd probably get it solved within a day or two if they really concentrated and focused, like we say in Scrum, focus on a topic, made it a PBI item, and said, this, we want done in a sprint. Anytime, I mean, except for the daily Scrum. Daily Scrum is something we're going to do every day, right? It's the only recurring meeting, and then sprint planning every 2 weeks. That's not a recurring meeting. But a recurring meeting would be a topic area. Like we need something. We need to fix a process. Or we're not getting enough velocity out of the team. So we need to set up a recurring meeting so we can meet with all the Scrum Masters and find out why we're not doing that. Or we need to build a server. So we need a recurring meeting. We need to figure this out. So we need a recurring meeting. That's the kind of recurring meeting I'm talking about. Or we got to get a better communication between these two teams, so we're going to set up a reoccurring meeting. Okay. All the reoccurring meeting is about, really, is about egos. It's about, I've seen meetings where people will say, I did my job because I got all these people in a room so they can talk. And not only that, I was able to steal time from their schedule. Because this topic is so valuable, and I'm so valuable that I took time from their schedules. So these 10, 15 people that I invite to my recurring meeting, that I was able to take their time because my meeting topic's more valuable. However, because the sheer fact that you spread it out over time tells me, hey, good morning, Edwin, that it's really not that much of a priority. So I call it the meeting death march. And because I have one, I don't know if I talked about it before, just one person. They set up a reoccurring meeting and no one goes. You know, and they don't get anything done. They just talk. It's like, do you have value in just setting up the meeting? So I call it the reoccurring meeting death march. And if you're in Scrum, you got to ask the question, is this a priority? If it is a priority, then you make it a priority and you push stuff aside and you get it done and fix it, fix the problem, move on. That is really important. Otherwise, your waterfall And you're just gonna stretch it out for as long as you can look on the counter. Which doesn't mean you fix any problem. So just watch this reoccurring meetings on this particular topic areas to solve things. And because once you do that, and no one will go. It'll be boring. No one will go. It'll stop attending. It'll be a waste of time. But like I said, I think those reoccurring meetings are one, a meeting death march. Two, it's an ego trip thing. Three, I don't think you're really showing a very high priority or value to whatever you want to change, right? You do it then and there. You don't keep stretching it out. Okay, so that's my meeting death march. It's just something to watch out for. Daily reporting meeting. There is no such thing as a daily reporting meeting. And not in Scrum. That's Edwin. He's asking a question. So if there's a reporting meeting, then it's not a Scrum meeting, by the way, technically. Here, let's see. There should not be. There should not be a daily reporting meeting. There is no such thing. Reporting sucks. I'm typing on in the chat. Reporting sucks. Okay. What about 101 meetings? Yeah, there's nothing to solve there either. There's nothing in 101s. It's a waste. You should talk about a specific topic. And unless there's issues that that person wants. So anyway, okay. Because like coaching meetings are 101. I do coaching meetings. Do I just have a meeting to do that? No, a meeting is like, well, so what's your problems? How can I help you? That's a coaching meeting, a one-on meeting, one meeting with a manager and a employee. It's never really about fixing problems, about them reporting. So what did you do this week? Right? It's what it is. It's not really valuable. Or you can do personnel meetings once every 6 months, right? Where they go, how is your productivity? So then you got to establish an accounting how much you've done over the past 6 months. That's a crappy meeting. It's really like, where you been? It's like, if you're really my boss and you know what you do, you know I've done this and that and the other thing. So now I have to summarize it and spend time that really doesn't add value to the corporation to tell you what I've done in the past 6 months. I mean, does that really add value to the corporation? If you don't think I'm adding value to the corporation, then maybe I should just leave, right? If I'm not, or if I don't personally feel like I'm adding value to the company, just yeah, it's not really a value add. It's a waste of money. Okay. Now, if they have an issue, you should talk with them. It depends what's going on. Okay, yeah. So here, yesterday I talked about the PO not being engaged with their team, right? So I went on a whole diatribe of how the PO wanted to blame the definition already, and there was a couple other people because the team decided that they didn't have enough information, so they took the item out of their sprint backlog and they didn't work it, and they were bitching and moaning because now they gotta wait 2 weeks for the next sprint backlog to get it in. All because they did not attend the sprint planning session nor communicate to the team, right? So, but I want to say it's not always the PO, right? It is the PO. That was totally their problem. But I also say the team also has responsibility to reach out to the PO too, right? It ain't a one-way street. It's not, oh, it's their job to show up and knock on my door. No, it's not. The team in that situation should have also reached out during sprint planning and said, hey, okay, this item is not ready. Who's the owner of the product item on their backlog? Let's reach out with them, give them some time. This is why I like doing a sprint planning day. So between sprint planning and then tasking things out. I like to give a little more time, but most people, if they knew you were sprint planning and they knew you were Scrum, they would reply back to you right away because they don't want you to hack their item. So what I would say is that yes, the product owner neglected their responsibility. However, the team, because they know somebody was interested in something, should have reached out to the product owner, at least gave it a shot, and said, "Hey, do you have that information? We're debating whether or not to put your stuff into the sprint backlog." That is the team's responsibility. It's a two-way communication. There's a little bit of sharing going on there. It would have been nice for the team to ask to see if they had it or if they still wanted it or any status on this item before they dropped it off the sprint backlog. That's what I would say the team should have done. Maybe they asked the Scrum Master, so your team's in there. We got an item, don't have enough information. Hey, Scrum Master, do us a favor while we're talking about these other items and going over them. Could you contact that product owner and make sure that the item is still needed or if they have our information? And if they want to show up to the product, the sprint planning session, like ping them. It's like, if you want your stuff, show the freak up to the planning meeting. So maybe a one-on-one conversation. So that is the team. That's how they can use a Scrum Master. While the team is debating the work, Scrum Master doesn't have to be there. Scrum Master could be going out and they're beating the hell out of that PO. Where the are you? And why aren't you in our meeting? Do you want your stuff done? If you want your stuff done, show up, right? And that's what the Scrum Master should do, right? Not in those words, but I'm being a little more dramatic because of the show. Otherwise, it's boring. So it's probably boring anyhow. We're talking about Agile and Scrum, geeky stuff. So that's what I have for today. We try to keep this show within the time box of 15 minutes, which is the time box for a daily Scrum. And that's what I got. Thanks, Edwin, for chiming in. I know you're in New Zealand. It's either late night, yeah. So ring the little bell, get notifications when stuff goes up. Today is the 29th. Tomorrow is supposed to be launching some more rockets. That's supposed to happen. And Bubbles just walked in. She pushed the door open. I hear the door creak open. Come on, Bubbles. Want to say goodbye to everybody? And there's her tail. There you go. Come here, Bubbles. Want to say hi to everybody? Come here, baby. Oh, there she is. There's Bubbles. Her sister's never going to come in this room. But yeah, Bubbles will. She's a bully. She's a big old alley cat. Big old alley cat, right, Bubbles? All right. See you guys. Have a great day. And I wish you the best. Happy scrumming and take care. All right. Bye. See ya.